Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or a challenge for you to explore in your own life. If you want deep, penetrating conversations, keep tuning into our Friday episodes of Speaking of Sex. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. You can find a complete podcast archive at pleasuremechanics.com. And when you are ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking, and you'll find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about pleasure anxiety, an unseen but very real force that limits and locks down the amount of pleasure we allow ourselves to feel. I'm going to be reading you a passage out of the book called The Pleasure Zone, Why We Resist Good Feelings and How to Let It Go and Be Happy. This book is by Stella Resnick, PhD, who is a psychologist who focuses on the relationship between pleasure and health. The Pleasure Zone distills 25 years of scientific research to reveal the stunning truth about pleasure, and that is, it is vital to our health. The Pleasure Mechanics and the Pleasure Zone are very much aligned in our visions, and so we have so much to share out of this book. But I chose this one passage because I think pleasure anxiety is a super important topic to talk about, and here it goes. So Stella writes, "Among the many concerns that people typically have about their sexuality, whether it's about a lack of sexual interest, performance fears, inability to have orgasms, almost all of it can be traced to pleasure anxiety. It can be found in their patterns of thoughts, which keep them stuck in their head or defended in their heart. But most specifically, pleasure anxiety translates into a fundamental, largely unconscious, fear of being overwhelmed by sexual excitement. Unfortunately, we all have some sexual inhibition by virtue of having been raised in a society where sex is considered dirty. However, most of the time we may not be in touch with our pleasure barriers because, generally, we don't go anywhere near the intensity of pleasure that would test our limits. Instead, whenever there is any possibility of intense sexual arousal, we may automatically hold sexual feelings down with a physical reflex that grips the muscles of the torso and pelvis, holding in the ribs and shortening the breath. In effect, we allow ourselves only the degree of excitement we know we can tolerate." So this is really essential, I think. Locating and overcoming pleasure anxiety is essential if you want a more pleasurable, fulfilling sex life. For many people, understanding this anxiety, this pleasure anxiety, is an aha moment that helps them understand why sexual experiences have felt limited or hijacked by unseen forces. I first came across this concept when I was teaching sexological bodywork at the Institute for Advanced Study of Human Sexuality in San Francisco. Teaching these workshops meant spending hundreds of hours leading 10 to 25 people at a time in erotic practices such as erotic massage, masturbation coaching, yes, that's a thing, and even things like anal massage and prostate massage. We'd be in a circle, everyone would be on massage tables with a partner standing next to them, and I would be usually in the center of that circle or walking around the perimeter of the circle, teaching people and coaching them and offering tips. And we would together go on these hour, 2 hour long journeys of raising arousal. And I just saw so much. And those experiences inform a lot of what I teach. So I just had this amazing opportunity to see how so many bodies responded to pleasure and how they learned to overcome pleasure anxiety. Here's what I know for sure. The human body is capable of high states of erotic ecstasy. We are actually designed for it. Everything that stands in between us and this state of total abandon to erotic pleasure is all cultural baggage and damage from our sexually violent culture. When we work to confront all of this clutter, we slowly expand our sphere of pleasure capacity. Every time we bump up against the edge of our tolerance, we discover that is yet more possible if we are only brave enough to allow it. I have not yet met anyone who has reached a state of total erotic freedom. We're all still dealing with our own unique inhibitions. But I have watched as hundreds of men and women actively expanded their pleasure capacity, and it's a beautiful and humbling process to witness. So I think what's important to know here is that we all have pleasure anxiety. If this experience sounds familiar to you, you are not alone. It ranges from a strange sense of discomfort when you're heading into higher and higher states of arousal to full-out panic attacks as you near orgasm, or that experience where you just kind of plateau and can't seem to build any more pleasure, can't seem to get any more aroused, and yet there's a sense of frustration there, and your body starts closing down. All of these experiences are experiences of pleasure anxiety. And the way forward is to first acknowledge that this exists and that it affects you. And then every time you find yourself bumping up on the edges, take a deep breath, slow way down, and give yourself permission to feel a little more. And notice all the times this comes up, whether it is enjoying that bite of gnocchi and really savoring it, to allowing yourself to expand into multiple orgasms. Whatever the sensual adventure is, you may bump up against pleasure anxiety. And once you know it's there, and once you see it for what it is, you can begin working with it. All right, send me any questions you have about this. I'd love to also hear your stories of pleasure anxiety, how it affects you, overcoming it, because I think it's a really important topic that we should talk more about, and we will do so on upcoming episodes. We will see you Friday for a full episode of Speaking of Sex. I'm Chris from Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure. Cheers.